Well, hey, good morning, and thank you so much for joining the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Paul Pretty. I serve as a student, a college and young adult pastor at our LifePoint Delaware location. So last Sunday, we kicked off a brand new series we're calling Tightrope as we walked through chapter one of the book of Esther, a very unique book in the Bible. It does not mention God's name anywhere, but at the same time, it is undeniable that God's fingerprints are all over every bit of activity and events in the book of Esther. The book really has all the ingredients of what might make a hit Netflix or Amazon original or even an HBO special. If you look at just the events of Esther, we've got this ridiculous 180-day party, a seven-day binge drinking fest, a queen removed from the throne, disobedience. We've got a national beauty contest and the winner of that being made the new queen. We've got a ridiculous plot to exterminate an entire people group and two unlikely heroes that God raises up to save his people. And we've got the bad guy getting what he deserves. I mean, it's got all the ingredients of an incredible story. And it really is. And at the same time, it has these ingredients. What we also get to see is just the incredible power of God, the incredible providence of God, really, in the way that he is able to work in the sinfulness, work in the brokenness, work in the details of the story to fulfill his ultimate good, pure purposes. And that's really where we ended up. Yeah, we talked about Xerxes and the issue of trying to find our satisfaction and our contentment through possessions. We talked about the pressure specifically for women to adhere to the cultural expectation to appear a certain way or to have one's identity based upon how we look. And we talked about, look, only Christ can satisfy our souls and only the power of Christ can allow us to really flee from the temptation of rooting our identity in the things that culture tells us to do. But what we really got to, again, was this idea of providence and of God's sovereignty. Because chapter one, as we begin to go through the rest of the book, we see that chapter one lays the foundation for everything else that's about to happen. And we begin to get a glimpse of, while God may not be named directly, it's so abundantly clear that he is present. And I was looking up providence and trying to understand the doctrine more than I did prior to this message. And one of my favorite pastors said it this way, which I really loved. He said, providence is God's purposeful sovereignty. Its extent reaches down to the flight of electrons, up to the movements of galaxies, and into the heart of man. Its nature is wise and just and good, and its goal is the Christ-exalting glorification of God through the gladness of a redeemed people in a new world. You know, one of the things I think is common for all of us is that we vacillate very often between, God, you are so awesome and you're so good. We come to Sunday morning and we get filled up. We hear great worship and teaching and we have community and we're so full of joy. And then Sunday or Monday morning hits us like a freight train. Our kids wake up and they chuck a bowl of cereal on the floor and then they start crying because they're hungry and you're like, dude, you just threw that on the floor. And then you hit a deer on the way to work and you get yelled at because you're late. And then you find out on a more serious note that somebody in your family has cancer or a friend has passed away or your teenage son or daughter just let you know that they're considering taking their life as a result of depression and anxiety. And so we go from these high moments of, God, you're incredible, to, God, where are you? God, how could you let this happen? God, are you even there? And what we see throughout this entire book is that while we may not see it, while God's name is never mentioned throughout all of Esther, God is there. God is working. God is moving. And that is absolutely undeniable. And it's really incredible to see. And so in many ways, where we sort of landed things on Sunday was just an encouragement to look back and to see how God is in every breeze we feel. He's within every smile and tear that goes across our face. God is within every event, every circumstance. And the promises of God is that, well, he's with us. That as Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, he is with us until the end of the age. The promise is, and Paul says in Philippians 1, that the good work he began, he'll bring to completion. The promise is, as Romans 8:28 says, is that that God works all things together for good for those who love him. And so if those are the promises, and we know God fulfills his promises, what that means is that God is ever at work. God is always working things out according to his will for his ultimate glory and our ultimate good. Seeing God's providence is seeing God in the everyday moments of life and having our eyes open to his glory, which results in a deep satisfaction and a deep joy and excitement for who he is and how he's working in our everyday lives. And so if that's an encouragement to you, I just want to encourage you to pray about seeing God in the everyday moments of your life. And so I'm going to pray to kick us off here, and then I want to encourage you to pray as well, you know, just to help open our eyes to see God more clearly each and every day, that God is there and he is working. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word, and that we can so clearly see how you work. And Father, I ask for anybody listening to this podcast this morning that you would open their eyes to see your workings and your activity in the good, in the bad, and allow them to trust that you do work all things out for good for those who love you, and that you are there. You are always present. You are always working. You are always looking out for your purposes, your glory, your promises, and in that, our good. So Lord, help us see that today and help us live in that reality. Father, we trust you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Why don't you go ahead now and take some time to pray on your own.